This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Palestinians seeking refuge in southern Gaza say every day has become a desperate struggle to find food, water, medicine, and working bathrooms. They often spend hours waiting in line for aid distributed by the UN. Families also live in fear of Israeli airstrikes and the growing threat of diseases. Israel's bombardment and ground invasion to eradicate U.S.-designated terrorist group Hamas have pushed almost all Palestinians toward Gaza's southernmost city of Rafah. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken is headed back to the Middle East to visit multiple countries, including Israel, amid rising fears the conflict is spreading. VOA's senior diplomatic correspondent Sydney Sane reports.
State Department spokesperson Matthew Miller had this announcement Thursday.
Over the course of the next week, the secretary will visit Turkey, Greece, Jordan, Qatar, the United Arab Emirates, Saudi Arabia, Israel, the West Bank, and Egypt for meetings with foreign counterparts and others.
Fears of the Israel-Hamas conflict spreading into a regional war have grown after the targeted killing of Hamas Deputy Chief Saleh al-Aruri in Lebanon on Tuesday, an attack that Israel has neither confirmed nor denied that it carried out. Cindy Sane, VOA News.
Mourners gathered on Friday at the funeral of the victims killed in a twin Islamic State bombing 2 days earlier in the Iranian city of Kerman. Families wept over rows of coffins wrapped in the Iranian flag. Nearly 100 people were killed at a memorial in Kerman on Wednesday for top commander Qasem Soleimani, who was assassinated in Iraq in 2020 by a U.S. drone. This is VOA News. Crews at Tokyo's Haneda Airport began clearing the charred wreck of a Japan Airlines plane from a runway on Friday as investigators sought to discover what caused the deadly accident. Reuters correspondent Julian Sotherwaite reports.
The Airbus A350 jet collided with a Coast Guard aircraft on the runway. All passengers were safely evacuated from the airliner, but 5 out of 6 personnel on the smaller Coast Guard plane were killed. Officials say the flight data recorder from the Airbus has been recovered, but the cockpit voice recorder has not yet been found. The wreckage should now be removed by Sunday and will then be inspected by Tokyo police. Transport authorities want to establish why the Coast Guard plane entered the runway as the airliner was landing.
Reuters correspondent Julian Sotherwaite. A woman was pulled carefully from the rubble in Japan 72 hours after the 7.6 magnitude quake rattled Ishikawa Prefecture. Deaths climbed Friday to 94 people, and 222 people were missing after a series of powerful quakes rattled Japan's western coast and triggered tsunamis. The Earthquake Research Institute at the University of Tokyo found the sandy coastline had shifted by up to 250 meters seaward in some places. Thousands of Japanese troops have joined the disaster relief effort. With some routes cut off by the destruction, worries are growing about communities in which water, food, blankets, and medicine have yet to arrive. The United Nations has issued a somber global economic forecast for 2024. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
The annual forecast highlights challenges from escalating conflicts, sluggish global trade, persistently high interest rates, and increasing climate disaster, projecting that global economic growth would slow to 2.4% this year from an estimated 2.7% in 2023, which exceeds some experts' expectations. The UN forecast is lower than those of the International Monetary Fund in October and the Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development in late November. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Officials say South African athlete Oscar Pistorius has been released from prison on parole after serving nearly 9 years in prison for killing his girlfriend. The Department of Corrections gave no more details of Pistorius' release. The announcement came around 8:30 a.m. on Friday, indicating officials released the world-famous double amputee Olympic runner earlier in the morning. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.